Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination, despite repeated technical glitches.
We had a huge audience. It did break the Twitter space.
The reaction was swift. CBS's Jared Hill.
His rivals pounced. President Biden tweeted, "This link works," directing users to his campaign donation site. Former President Trump called it a disaster.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes will be sentenced today for leading a pack of rioters at the Capitol on January 6th. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
In seeking a 25-year prison sentence for Rhodes, prosecutors have argued that not only was he and some of his co-defendants found guilty of seditious conspiracy, but that enhanced terrorism penalty should be added to that punishment as well.
There's new pressure on the White House and congressional negotiators as the possibility of a government default gets closer. CBS's Chanel Call.
The credit rating agency Fitch has put the nation AAA rating on negative watch. This as the U.S. teeters towards the early June deadline to raise the debt limit. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters that there was some progress in yesterday's talks with the White House, but still no agreement.
Fans are mourning Tina Turner's death. A neighbor laid flowers in front of her home near Zurich.
She's been a part of my life for over 35 years now, and she was a good neighbor. She showed up in town. She was very well liked, and I'm just here to pay tribute.
Turner died in Switzerland yesterday at the age of 83. She suffered through intestinal cancer, a kidney transplant, and other illnesses. The crowds are back at sea.
Everyone in my family went on a Carnival cruise.
Just a year after ships were half empty as they set sail again post-pandemic, cruise lines are reporting occupancy levels above 100%. The Wall Street Journal, credits, discounts, and promotions, plus pent-up demand. The Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals after some late heroics.
Going back out in front of the
Kachuk scoring the game-winning goal for Florida with 4 seconds left to break a 3-3 tie and sweep the series in four straight.
Well, we have tons of support now, but I still think not many people believe. I mean, like, the people in this area support and believe in us, but to tell you the truth, there's not many people out there that do still.
S&P futures up 29, Dow futures down 41. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane's sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. 2020, that's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Images. We all have them.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the state of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. It is Thursday, May the 25th. And it is 48 degrees up here on the lake, 44 in Wausau, 47 in Wisconsin Rapids, 51 in Madison, 40 up in Merrill, 38 in Hayward this morning, and 40 degrees in Manitowoc. Coming up on the program this morning, Florida man has disastrous launch of presidential campaign. That, of course, would be Ron Disaster. And look, if there's a presidential campaign hall of shame, you've got Jeb, with the exclamation point, Jeb Bush muttering, please clap. You've got Scott Walker and his 71-day mark for the shortest flameout of a presidential campaign. And now you can add what happened to Ron DeSantis on Twitter Spaces yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll also mark the passing of singing legend Tina Turner. We will have Joe Zepecki here to review the progress, if that's what you would call it, being made by Republicans working on a new state budget. Then in our second hour, it's Hometown Health. It's Thursday morning. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. And in the segment, organ donation is being encouraged by someone who donated one of her organs while still very much with us. And she will discuss what led her to provide such a precious gift of a kidney so that someone else's life could benefit. All along the way on this Thursday, May 25th, if you have any questions or comments about what we're doing, what we're up to, what your plans are for the Memorial Day weekend, the phone line, as always, is 844-967-2789. You can email us radio@upnorthnewswi.com. If you're watching us, the live video feed on Facebook, you can also check the progress of the lava lamp back there. See if by the time our show is done, we start getting something bubbly. And Aaron Zommers is here as well. I initially was going to have you up earlier. Then I see I didn't add you to the video stream there. My apologies. When I was talking about it being, what did I say it was in Manitowoc? 40 degrees. How are you this morning?
I'm warmer than 40 degrees. But yeah. Doing pretty well. I'm still trying to wrap my head around exactly what happened on Twitter yesterday, since I was attempting to listen to it.
Attempting to listen is what everybody was, you know, who wanted to tune in, journalists and those who were curious, and got a lot of silence and a lot of glitches, and we'll play a little bit of that in just a bit. So, yeah, we're all having a better day than what they had yesterday, and that says a lot for me. Given that, you know, by Thursdays, I start to get a little tired, you know, the work week is getting on. Wednesday, I always work especially late, the way that my work schedule is set up. And I was about halfway through, you know, making up some eggs and sausage for breakfast when I looked over at the coffee pot and realized I'd put in the water and started it, but forgot to add, you know, a filter and some coffee. So I had a lovely pot of hot water that I was brewing up. Yeah. Eventually, we got it done. I was a couple of minutes late here to the desk to fill up the old Up North News coffee mug, but, you know, could have been worse. I did not set the house on fire, and that's always a victory at my age, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right. So let's see. We've got a Brewers game to tell you about. The Brewers are in the midst of a homestand here, and, I mean, talk about team streak. Some days they're losing, you know, 12-0 or 18-1 or something. And now they've pulled out a couple of back-to-back shutouts. So you never know who's going to step up, and we'll tell you who stepped up yesterday as the Brewers finished a 3-game series against the Houston Astros. And now today begin a 4-game series against the San Francisco Giants. I'm hoping the internet police aren't listening right now, because I was telling Aaron, one of the things that made my workday longer yesterday was trying to play around with some music clips here. Now, the thing is, a radio station, you know, has a license, so we can basically play whatever music we want, as opposed to, say, podcasters. They quickly realize that, since they didn't purchase the very expensive music license, if they try to put their podcast up on the internet, on Facebook and whatnot, it often gets taken down for copyright reasons. Well, so the radio station can do that, but I'm not at the radio station. So I'm trying to figure out ways to get, you know, the music. You hear us playing bumper music all the time, maybe a Tina Turner clip or something like that. There used to be workarounds where you could, you know, download music from this service or that service and then convert it to just your standard MP3 and be able to play with it. And Aaron, apparently the consensus is the internet police are getting better and better all the time at preventing that kind of thing. So it's like I'm going to have to go to the radio station and pull the old vinyl albums off the shelf and put them on a turntable if I'm going to want to play with some music here.
I wish we had those, but it'd be interesting. Something to play around with every once in a while. But yeah, they just want you to stream because they make more money.
Yeah, there's less downloading all the time. And in fact, one more quick thing. I thought one workaround would be YouTube Premium, because it said, you know, you could have all these downloads. They're not actually downloads. You can't look in your hard drive and see that the song is there. They just mean it's downloaded to your YouTube account for you to play.
That's lame. I didn't know that.
So that was the shortest. I was the shortest person, length of time on YouTube Premium. I signed up for it, and within 5 minutes, I was right back off of it. So there's no way this boy's credit card is being charged for that kind of experiment. All right. So enough experimentation in digital music. We will get to headlines, sports, Tina Turner's passing, Ron DeSantis's very bad day, and much more, including a fake elector's lawsuit in Wisconsin. All coming up on Up North News Radio for a Thursday.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org. With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media.
608-819-8255. The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PC. PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
We'll have more to say about Tina Turner in just a moment. First, sports at 6:15. Adrian Hauser sure knows how to peak at just the right time to help out a decimated Milwaukee Brewers pitching staff. Last week, Hauser pitched six shutout innings in Tampa Bay, and yesterday against the Houston Astros at American Family Field, he again took a shutout into the sixth, and the bullpen did its part, and then three Brewers home runs did the rest of the work as Milwaukee beat Houston yesterday afternoon 4-0. Now, remember, this is a pitching staff that is dealing with shoulder injuries to Eric Lauer, Wade Miley, Aaron Ashby, and two-time All-Star Brandon Woodruff. Willie Adames hit a two-run home run in the first inning. Owen Miller and Brian Anderson each added solo home runs in the seventh. Brian Anderson, the play-by-play announcer, not the player, had a great call of Brian Anderson's home run because it sailed into the bullpen in right field and clanged right into one of these big metal coffee pots, you know, one of the big industrial size ones, clanged right into it. Of course, Brian Anderson quoting the line from Glengarry Glenn Ross, he yells, "Coffee is for closers," as Anderson circled the bases. So the Brewers actually took two out of three from the Astros after that really embarrassing loss on Monday. They came back and got back-to-back shutouts on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now the San Francisco Giants come to town for a four-game series starting tonight, then again Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and that'll wrap up that homestand. And then the Brewers will be back on the road to Toronto and Cincinnati. You can catch the Brewers, by the way, on WRCE News from the Center, 107.7 and 1450 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 and 1100 AM. Aaron, we forgot to mention this yesterday in sports. Did you hear about how Aaron Rodgers didn't even make it through the first warmups in New York?
I did not hear that, but that is embarrassing.
Yes, get your sad trombone ready again over there. So Aaron Rodgers never made it past warmups in his first New York Jets practice in front of the media. The 39-year-old strained a calf while participating in drills on Tuesday. Rodgers stayed on the field for the rest of practice, but as an observer, no helmet, and he threw no passes. Our apologies to Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to dwell on it every time, but you know, it's there. It's got to be mentioned. A trial date has been set in the lawsuit against the fake Trump electors in the 2020 election. A Dane County judge on Wednesday set the trial to begin. And I understand the courts are clogged. I really do. But when I heard that the trial was set to begin September 3rd of 2024, that means the trial is going to happen just a couple of months before the 2024 presidential election, which means that over the next 16 months, we're going to hear about all the legal filings, you know, back and forth, starting almost certainly with motions to dismiss the case coming from the fraudulent electors and two of former President Donald Trump's attorneys who are the target of the lawsuit, which was filed by a couple of, you know, actual electors who want, they're asking for nearly $2.5 million in damages from the fraudulent slate. And those people who, knowingly or not, were part of Trump's attempted coup to steal an election that he did not win. And so the lawsuit was given a green light last week that it could go forward. It could go forward in Dane County Court. But now, again, because of, you know, the time that it takes to put together this case and courts themselves, it will be September of 2024 before we get to find out if that lawsuit is successful. Whether Ron DeSantis will be on the ballot in November of 2024 remains to be seen. And if he is, it will be quite an overcoming of the obstacle that he had when he launched the campaign. I mean, imagine, as others have said, imagine if Donald Trump coming down that golden escalator and the escalator just stopped and then started and then stopped again and then just kind of jolted him a little bit. That's essentially what Twitter Spaces did to the Florida governor and to Elon Musk, the billionaire who bought Twitter and then drove it into the ground. The platform is glitchy, would be putting it charitably. And yet DeSantis somehow thought it was a good idea to go on Twitter Spaces, which is Twitter's audio only platform, and launch his presidential campaign there. And so here's about 30 seconds worth of Elon Musk trying to, you know, explain to Governor DeSantis why the servers are crashing and why there's feedback and, you know, just what all is going on. So just give a listen for a little bit here.
This, like this, some delay. All right, we're just reallocating more server capability to be able to handle the load here. It's really going crazy. So, I'm obviously very excited to have Governor DeSantis make this. All right. Well, it's certainly an incredible honor to have Governor DeSantis make this stark announcement.
And that's then what played for a little while after that. So, Aaron, you were not alone. I'm sure you thought maybe you had a bad connection or something. It wasn't just you.
Oh no, I completely assumed it was on their end, and I was correct. And I think one thing to point out that you can't hear since we're listening to it, in that little gap there before he starts over talking, there was like a minute of silence.
Yes.
And when they had to end the first space and start a second one, but they kept the recording of the first one up. So it's like 21 minutes, of which probably about 20 and a half are silent.
Wow. Yeah, seriously, that's right. That's Jeb Bush, please clap territory that we're getting into right there. So look, again, there's a long ways to go in campaigns, but there's a lot to be said about first impressions or early impressions. Otherwise, we'd be talking about President Howard Dean, you know, and we're not, because things happen during campaigns, and it's not like Ron DeSantis is going to bring this up, but everybody else is, and they're going to repeatedly. Back to the state level for just a moment. Senate Democratic leader Melissa Agard is continuing her grassroots tour of Wisconsin with a stop in Eau Claire this afternoon. You will recall that we talked to Senator Agard last week about her tour, where she discusses the current landscape of cannabis policy in Wisconsin, has a presentation on legalization efforts both nationally and in the state, and then Q&A from the audience, and is doing this in a way that she says that legalizing cannabis can bolster Wisconsin businesses, it can honor personal liberties, it can promote criminal justice reform, and perhaps most importantly for some of us, it can bring revenue back into the state that is currently flooding across our borders into neighboring states. Keep in mind that along with Illinois and Michigan, Minnesota just voted for full legalization of marijuana. So traffic will be flowing in that direction and money will be flowing in that direction as well. So Senator Agard is stopping in Eau Claire this afternoon, 4:30 at the Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library in downtown Eau Claire. And then next Thursday, June 1st, she'll be in Wausau at the Marathon County Public Library, again, starting at 4:30. And as Senator Agard told us, the people who have been reaching out about this, these are not people defined by party affiliation or geography or demographics, age, race, gender. It is a broad coalition of support for this that she's seen. And so when you have some Republican legislators trying to paint it as a Democratic only initiative and talking about, you know, the Democrats being just a bunch of pot smoking hippies. You see the disconnect again, that they fail to appreciate how many of their fellow Republicans or conservatives or libertarians know that that this is long overdue to be done, to be regulated, to be taxed, to be, you know, monitored safely and properly. And that's what part of what Senator Agard will be talking about. I mentioned that the Up North newsletter comes out every morning at 5 a.m. And there's a bit of a theme from Christina Laurie in today's newsletter. It is National Wine Day. We talked about that on the Uplift day before yesterday. And so there is more in the newsletter about the five most popular wines that are that we're drinking in Wisconsin. Also, did you know Wisconsin is home to more than 100 wineries with more than 800 acres of grapes? And so she'll talk more about that and some other things. So a bit of a theme in the newsletter, not so much on a lot of news updates in today's newsletter, though she does note that the new Little Mermaid movie is going to be hitting theaters tomorrow and that their director, Rob Marshall Jr., has a Madison connection. He's perhaps best known for, he's the Academy Award-winning director of the movie Chicago from 2002, the musical, and a couple of other stories in there as well. So sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. And if you go to upnorthnewswi.com, among the stories that you will be seeing includes one about how abortion bans that have been passed post-repeal of Roe v. Wade have already led to devastating outcomes for women, according to a new study. So you can read more about that. And there's an article from Christina, who also talked about this on the radio, about Wisconsin's safest cities statistically, and find out where yours ranks on the list of safe communities in Wisconsin, of which we have so many. Let me spend the final couple of minutes here in this segment just sharing the words of others about Tina Turner, because there are some incredible writers. I've said before that there are a few people I admire more for their writing ability than music writers, because you have to take this auditory experience and turn it into words. William Grimes, for example, writes in the New York Times, "Tina Turner, the earth-shaking singer whose rasping vocals, sexual magnetism, and explosive energy made her an unforgettable live performer and one of the most successful recording artists of all time, died Wednesday at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. She was 83 years old." Talks about her half century of music, a career that started in the late 1950s, to put it mildly, volatile relationship with Ike Turner, who became terribly abusive, their split, her ability to rise above it as a solo artist, how later, as Grimes writes, Turner insisted on adding rock songs by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones to her repertoire to reach an enormous new audience. She won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance in 1971 with Proud Mary. In the context of show business, wrote one critic back in 1969, "Tina Turner must be the most sensational professional on stage. She comes on like a hurricane. She dances and twists and shakes and sings, and the impact is instant and total." And again, then she had this solo career with hits that we're going to be playing throughout the morning. She had amazing self-awareness of her talent, of her ability to rise above and to not lose sight of her humanity in the process, while always, always showcasing what made her so special. Tina Turner, great ride, will be missed nonetheless after a long life well lived at the age of 83. All right, coming up next, Kia Vikil will take us around news from the state capitol next. You're up north.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fought technical glitches as he announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination.
There is no substitute for victory.
We must end the culture of losing that has infected the Republican Party in recent years.
The Twitter Spaces feed dropped out repeatedly, and opponents, including President Biden and Donald Trump, pounced. Prosecutors asking for 25 years in prison for Stuart Rhodes when the Oath Keeper founder is sentenced today for leading the pack on January 6th. CBS's Thane Rosenbaum.
They argue that he is responsible not just for the Capitol riot, but also for spreading doubt about the results of the presidential election to others nationwide.
Dow futures down 54 after Fitch stepped in amid ongoing negotiations over the debt ceiling. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The credit agency placed the U.S. credit on rating watch negative, reflecting the uncertainty.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Not a truckload of news coming out of the state capitol this week, because they're into the nuts and bolts of cobbling together a state budget, probably with a heavy emphasis on the nuts rather than the bolts, based on what's coming out of there so far. So as to give folks an idea of where we're at here, the Joint Finance Committee, made up of people from the Assembly and Senate, are going kind of like department by department through the budget, or subject by subject. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to ask about a couple of these things. One is kind of overarching, the paid family leave. It's something that the governor is proposing. It's something Governor Evers funds through the state budget surplus, so it's not like the money's not there. And yet Joint Finance took it out. And then when Democrats wanted to at least talk about it some more, They went so far as to shut off the microphone of one of the Democratic members, which I think might be, for everything else in the budget, might be one of the most emblematic things, features of this year's legislative session.
Yeah, I mean, we find ourselves in another subject area where Republicans are divided. They can't get their story straight. I will remind listeners that Tim Michaels, Republican candidate for governor against Tony Evers in the year 2022, was for paid family leave, mm-hmm. that he was going to look at that as governor. And so it, you know, as out of step and radical as Tim Michaels was and is, Republicans in the legislature somehow managed to be even further towards the deep end, if not off of it. And when you know, listen, this is give and take, and it's politics and people make choices. And I don't think anybody expected Republicans to wake up one day and go, oh, yes, we're here, we're for all of this. But then to go even one step further and say we are not even going to study what the economic impact on Wisconsin might be if we were to do this, because that's what joint finance Democrats were asking for. Okay, you don't want to do this? How about we fund a study so that the next time we do this, we will have more information at our fingertips about whether this is a net positive for the state economy, a net positive for state workers. And that idea of studying and putting the facts on the table is what led to the microphone getting shut off. I mean, come on. It's just absurd. And I think people see that. So it's important they know what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bush League, and you had River Falls Republican Shannon Zimmerman, at least allegedly he's from River Falls, who puts it this way. He says, paid family leave is just another way that taxpayers end up paying for those who don't want to work. Right up there in the Robin Voss category of saying that Medicaid equals welfare. And when these guys talk about how to address a labor shortage, what an amazing disconnect.
It's astonishing, and it leads to some, they just, the inconsistencies by Republicans are pretty jaw-dropping if you stare at them too long, right? Of what government is for and what it's not. And they just hide behind this, you know, well, the government shouldn't be paying people not to work. But that's not what this is. This leads to healthier families. This leads to a more productive workforce. This leads to more dignity. The problem with, you know, as they see it, a worker shortage, it's not a worker shortage. It's a good job shortage, because CEOs and those at the top are trying to nickel and dime workers, and workers have other choices to make. So, you know, they can hide behind that, but they are not actually doing anything that will address this challenge long term, like investing in education, like investing in higher education. And so, you know, round and round we go. Where it ends, no one knows, but one of these days they'll figure it out.
Well, or they won't, and we'll just continue to lose, you know, bodies to Minnesota and other states. And so along those same notes, also from the Joint Finance Committee, Governor Tony Evers suggested a boost in tech school funding by about $66 million. Joint Finance, the Republicans there, cut that to about $9 million of an increase in general aid. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce called it crazy. You can't say you care about our workforce quantity shortage if we're providing such paltry funding to one of the most important economic engines of the state. Again, this is a group willing to give billions for Foxconn, but can't do things that are known, are proven entities for having a better workforce in this state.
Yeah, it's the inconsistency. I didn't realize I was setting this up so perfectly. But to say we have a worker shortage, and then to say we're not going to invest anything in preparing a workforce, this is what I mean when I talk about an ideological inconsistency. It's just words. The deeds are not there. The actions are not there. They have the ability to take this on and support our tech schools to get workers ready. And it's not like these are handouts, right? You got to pay to go to tech school, but those schools need support from the state. They always have. That's been the model. And rather than actually get serious about it, they're just going to continue to nickel and dime even as we sit on a $7 billion surplus.
Well, and it takes us to our next subject there, and that deals with the potential for revamping the shared revenue formula. And now I have to say the potential, because what seemed to be broad agreement that the state needed to have an overhaul of how it shares revenue with state and local governments looks like it may not even happen now, because Assembly Speaker Robin Voss took his ball and went home last week. And, you know, the Senate Republican leader said, well, we still want to work out a deal. And Governor Evers said, we should still work out a deal. But now it's not clear that it will, at a time when local units of government, you know, across the state are looking at this legislature and saying, come on, we've got services to provide here.
Yeah, listen, something will get done. I still believe that. I will remind everyone that taking your ball and going home and saying I'm done negotiating is in fact a negotiating tactic. So, you know, we've got a few more chapters to go here. I will just point out that, you know, it was Republicans who were singing hosannas and ready for the ticker tape parade the second Robin Voss said, hey, here's what we're going to do on shared revenue. Well, you know what? You're not a king, Mr. Voss. You don't get to snap your fingers and get everything you want. There is a give and take in the legislative process. And the fact that Senator LeMahieu, on the Senate side, and the governor want to do more for municipalities, more is needed for municipalities, less control should be taken away from municipalities. This is going to get done. It's just going to be hairy for a little while. And I think in the end, the final product is not going to be good enough, but it'll be something.
Well, and now we move to one more topic in the Capitol that involves, again, Republicans fighting within themselves in the caucus. And it's on the state's 1849 abortion ban. And of course, there are many different facets to this, the legal challenges and whatnot. There are some Republican legislators who are proposing that you keep the ban in place, but you provide exceptions for rape and incest. But the bill to do that was referred, basically it was stuffed, I guess you could call it, in the way that the Senate Republican president, the committee that he gave it to, is chaired by somebody who is, I mean, so hostile to abortion rights that he has authored a bill, this is Andre Jocker talking about in the Green Bay Area, that would bar public officials from even promoting the idea of abortion. And this is not sitting well with Republicans like Mary Falskowski, who at least want the bill to have a discussion on whether there should be exemptions to the ban. Now, Joe, I think we're on the same page in that the ban shouldn't be there to begin with. But this inter-party fighting about, you know, whether to even have exemptions heard just tells you that these Republicans in the legislature are definitely not all in lockstep.
They are not. And listen, the nicest thing I can say on this issue is I don't envy Republicans, because they are in a mess of their own making that is, any way you slice it, really, really tough to get out of. You know, for 50 years, they created straw men arguments, and now they're like the dog that caught the car, to mix my metaphors. And they know it's bad politics. Their voters, many of them, and many of these lawmakers believe the things that they're saying, but it's really bad politics and they want to be in power to do things. And so this is not going to get solved in the next few weeks, not in the next few months. This is going to be a generational challenge for the Republican Party, including right here in Wisconsin. And at the end of the day, they're on the wrong side of it, full stop.
And it does mean, as we say often, because it's still true, this will be on the ballot every time. And it's only going to continue to boost turnout as more people want this resolved and brought back the way that they believe, which is essentially what was had under Roe v. Wade. So yep. If any Republicans have thought they could, you know, outlast this and just, you know, wait out the voters, guess again. Let's go to the federal level. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, Roe v. Wade was working, right? Mm-hmm. There, the number of abortions was decreasing in this country with the advent of additional forms of birth control, with increased access to health care. And so if that was the policy outcome that Republicans sought, was to ultimately get to zero, there was progress on that, and now they've, you know, now they've shot themselves in the foot, except maybe a little higher up and closer to the center line.
Very much so. Let's turn to you to the federal level now in Congress. And of course, the talks continue to go on about the debt ceiling and the economic hostage taking that is going on there. But what I wanted to ask about specifically was about Congressman Brian Stile from Janesville, the Republican, who apparently things got a little too close to home for him. And seeing what the Group Opportunity Wisconsin was saying in his district about whether, you know, he is doing enough or is willing to allow, for example, the cap on insulin prices for Medicare recipients to go away and other things like that. He says they're wrong. And of course, I'm for lower insulin prices, but he's backed a bill that hasn't gone anywhere yet. So it almost seems like Congressman Stile made his problem a little worse by giving more attention to what should have been a one-day cycle of a group saying, could you not slash all of our programs, please, when trying to solve this debt ceiling matter?
Well, I think Mr. Stile is a smart enough politician to know that he's made some choices that are going to impact him and his political future going forward. And let's just look at the facts. The facts are, if you are a legislator, you are making choices. Mr. Stile had an opportunity to lower prescription drug costs and allow Medicare to negotiate using their bulk power. He chose to vote no. On the same bill, he had an option, he had an opportunity to choose to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for those on Medicare. He chose to vote no. Those are his choices. He doesn't want to defend them. So he's trying to say, well, actually, but the vote is the vote. And then when you spin it forward to this current fight over whether or not America is going to pay its bills, his choice was to vote for a bill that would cut services to veterans by 22%. Thousands and thousands and thousands of fewer visits to the VA for Wisconsin veterans would be available. That's the choice he made. If he doesn't like it, he should have made a different choice.
Green Bay is going to get the NFL draft in 2025. I just know we're way overdue to grab something completely off the board, not having anything to do with politics. And yet I'm not going to ask about the draft. Who are they going to pick? Is it going to be a boon for the economy? I've chosen to take it in a completely Wisconsin versus Mother Nature way. Is this thing going to go off without a hitch, or do we end up getting that really late tournament blizzard that comes in time just for it? In other words, did you feel good about Green Bay getting it, or is it one of those things of careful what you wish for?
I think it's great. I don't get the thing when it comes to the draft. The people who go out there and, you know, scream and holler at every draft pick, that's never been my particular brand of fandom. But hey, now that you mention it, a May snowstorm for the NFL draft would be awesome. What could possibly be more Green Bay? You know, these knuckleheads, you know, 12 adult beverages in, are going to be taking off their shirts and screaming and hooting and hollering. Bring it on. I've never wanted a May snowstorm before. I'm going to want one when the draft is held in May of 2025.
I love this so much. Joseph Becky, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you.
And we'll be right back. You're up north.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
A no-holds-barred political conversation.
That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 62 today under mainly sunny skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight, clear skies, ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. To recap, 62 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates, know what I mean? This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
All right, if you didn't turn your radio up, I don't know what to do with you. As we play a little Tina Turner to bring us back in, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here as well, dressed exactly as Tina in the Proud Mary days. She's got the fringe, you know, coming off, the short skirt, the high heels, dancing in the office. Oh, wait, no, that's not. I'm sorry, I was looking at a different screen entirely. How are you?
Oh, that was me.
That's my soul right now doing exactly what you just said. I am spinning, yep. And it's amazing. Tina, what an incredible loss.
How do you describe a life like hers, especially if you did it in a word? And the first word that comes to my mind is conquest. You know, she had to overcome so much, and she didn't just overcome. She conquered. She conquered music. She conquered, you know, escaping from a terrible relationship. As I said before, she still kept her wits about her. You know, I mean, how to be a diva in the best ways of the word, you know, and she had it all.
Yeah. Perseverance. Determination. Mm-hmm. There's not one word, because she was not like just one person.
Right.
She came from such abject poverty and a terrible family life. And then she got into a terrible relationship, but she always figured out how to get on stage and smile and project that unbelievable energy at the least likely times. Like, she was in her 40s when she had her big solo moments.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is someone, you know, born Anna Mae Bullock in 1939, near Nutbush, which is near mm-hmm. Memphis, sang in the choir at the church. Her parents split early on after working in different factories during World War II. You know, she saw Ike Turner in a club and, you know, amazed him by getting up and singing with this big voice out of this, you know, frail little body, as she put it, and went so much further than I'm sure she and her parents ever dreamed back in the day. But that kind of talent, you just can't contain it. It's going to come out someplace. And we're still thankful it came out where it did, you know?
Oh, yeah. And she had a terrible relationship with her mother. Like, her mother mm-hmm. never really liked her or approved of her. And she was always trying to prove something to herself. And in doing that, look at what she did for us. And look at what an inspiration she's provided for women for generations.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Pat, something you don't know.
What?
Tina Turner had a kidney transplant.
Really?
In 2017. There's your link to Hometown Health today.
Hey, Kristen, what are we talking about in Hometown Health today?
We're talking about a generous, incredibly wonderful person who just decided that she was going to give somebody her kidney, somebody who needed it.
So, like, somebody she didn't know?
Somebody she didn't know.
Wow.
Just, yeah, had been wanting to do something like this, had a friend who had done something similar, and marathoner, super fit person, mom, wow. Physician, and she just, you know, she's just got that generous spirit, and she did this. That was earlier this year. Since then, she's run a half marathon.
That's amazing. So Dr. Kara Scythe will be our guest. And I want to ask her about that CBS sitcom Be Positive, which is kind of that similar, you know, somebody donating a kidney to a stranger, and see if her life became a sitcom while she was doing all this. All right, let's get to today's music break and history lesson. Born on this day in 1936, country singer Tom T. Hall, who gave us ditties like this one.
I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay.
Remember this guy? He also gave us I Like Beer.
And I love you too.
On this
he
day
loves
in
a lot of things.
He does. On this day in 1962, the soundtrack to West Side Story went to number one, set a record of 54 non-consecutive weeks at the top of the chart. Today in 1977 was the debut of the ultimate summer blockbuster, Cue John Williams. Which leads us to Aaron and this rather serious question. Aaron, the movie being what it was, if John Williams hadn't provided that score, would it still have been a big hit?
That's a difficult question. I think it would, but not as big. I think it might not still... It would still be as important for special effects because what they did was absolutely revolutionary in that regard, but I don't think it would have been quite as popular.
I tell you, just you never underestimate what a good or a bad, you know, score can do to a movie. Now, it was big for us. My little brother at the time was just huge into Star Wars. Kristen, what was it like at your household?
Well, we were girls, and we did play some Star Wars.
You didn't
really
want to be Princess Leia?
Not really.
No?
There were lots of jokes about, like, cinnamon buns on the side of your head.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was the boys who had all the minifigures. But it was, you know, it was still such a huge part of our childhood.
Oh, without a doubt. The number one song this day in 1985 was from Wham.
Somebody told me.
And what this did with Everything She Wants is it made Wham the first group since the Bee Gees to score three number one hits from the same album. For Wham, the album was Make It Big. On this day in 1991, Michael Bolton had the number one album. Here's the title track from Time, Love, and Tenderness. Look, you can make all the Michael Bolton jokes that you want.
Okay.
If I could have a singing voice, man.
I was watching you like beep around
if I
there.
If I could belt something out like that, holy cow.
And the hair.
I don't know. I'm good with my hair. I don't mind my hair. A lot of people would like Michael Bolton's hair, but I'm okay. I would just take the voice. The Fugees topped the album chart on this day in 1996. From their second and final album, The Score, remaking this Roberta Flack chart topper. And you know, sometimes you hear a remake and you go, nope, I'm going to stick with the original. This was one of the opposite. You hear this one and go, yep, improved on it.
Miss Lauryn Hill, she just nailed it.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 2004, at the age of 19, Avril Lavigne released her second album, Under My Skin. It went on to sell 3 million copies, including the hit My Happy Ending. On this day in 2005, Carrie Underwood won season 4 of American Idol. Another one of those where you hear for the first time and you go, yep, yep, she's going places. Spoiler alert, she did. Also on this day in 2005, Garth Brooks proposed to Trisha Yearwood in front of thousands of fans at a show in California. They're still together. And on this day in 2011, Oprah Winfrey aired her last daytime show, ending a 25-year run. So a lot of things in the history books today. Kristen, you want to stick around between now and Hometown Health?
I would love to.
Oh, good. Okay. We're going to talk about holiday weekend plans, news headlines, and so much more in the second hour of Up North News Radio as we work our way in toward a Memorial Day weekend of fun and not sitting here at 6 in the morning for at least a couple days. We'll be back. You're up there.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.